My name is Hannah Fawall. I'm 21 years old. Today is November 22nd, 2018, and I'm speaking with Renee Gevron, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Birmingham, Alabama. What was it like growing up in Palestine?
My memory, I was 7 years old when I was forced to leave my home in Palestine because of the Israeli invasion and the occupation. We had to leave home with nothing, left our home with furniture and everything, and had to go to another part in Palestine, which is the mountain area. I came from the seashore area, like Jaffa, we tried to establish another home in that also part of Palestine, but still we were forced out because of the Israeli occupation. I was very sad to leave my Palestine, especially under threats of being killed or murdered. And that was tough for all of us. So we have to have a new home. And when I grew up in that mountain area of Palestine, my husband, my late husband, who was also Palestinian, was also forced out. His dad used to be the agriculture minister in Palestine, and the British government had sent him to the United States to get some more education about agriculture. My husband was at that time underage, so his dad was able to bring him to the United States, and he joined at 17 the American Army, served for 4 years, and re-enlisted for 2 more years. Then when he decided to get married, he wanted to marry a Palestinian girl. So he came back to Palestine, where I was still living. And
how did y'all meet?
We met through a friend, a mutual friend of his dad and my family. We were introduced, and it was like love at first sight. He fell for me and I fell for him. I was at that time 25 years old. He was 27 years old. And of course, we got engaged like January 26. We're married February 17.
Oh my goodness. Less than the same year?
Yes, less than 2 months.
Wow.
And then we went to Lebanon from Palestine, mm-hmm. because that's where his dad had retired from the United States. He got sick, mm-hmm. with heart problems, but he wanted to die in the Arab world, and the closest to Palestine was Lebanon, where the oldest son lived then. So we went to Lebanon, and where all my papers were processed, and we immigrated to the United States with my husband.
How old were you when you moved?
I was 25 years old, and that was in 1963.
What was it like moving from Palestine to America?
Of course, it was hard, but knowingly that it would be safer for us, mm-hmm. to be in the United States. And since my husband had already established family in here in the United States. And I had uncles and aunts that came also immigrated from Palestine. So it made it a little easier. Mm-hmm. And of course, security and safety helped also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you moved, did you go to Detroit first?
We moved to Michigan. Okay. That's where his brother and sister were living. And we stayed there in Michigan for 7 years. We had our three daughters born in Michigan and between 63 and 69. And then he, my husband, of all things, was shot in a hold up in Michigan in his liquor store. So the bullet stayed lodged in his back until his death because it was too sensitive to move it. Mm-hmm. It was too close to the spine. And so he lived with that bullet in his back. Life. The people that committed the crime went out, even though it was a big crime. Mm-hmm. He almost died.
They didn't catch
him. They caught them, got them in jail for a short time, and then let them out. And we feel there wasn't justice done there.
Yeah.
Because he could have died with that. So the bullet kept hurting him because of the cold weather in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So we were forced kind of to move down to Tennessee, which is nicer weather, and it was a nice atmosphere, more family, uncles and aunts were there in Knoxville, and that also helped us reestablish. Mm-hmm. So,
and then in Knoxville, you started the falafel hut?
In Knoxville, okay. I never thought I would be in restaurant business because when I was in Palestine, I was a teacher in the refugee camps with the United Nations. I was a teacher then. But then when we came to Tennessee and my daughters went to UT, University of Tennessee, for Christmas, we would have like around 25 students, Arab students, who could not afford to go back home to be with their families around Christmas. And they would come and we would have them for dinner, Christmas and other times. Mm-hmm. And they kept saying, Auntie, why don't you open up a restaurant for us? You are a good cook and we like your food.
Best cook?
Yeah, well, I don't know about the best, but they must have loved my food being away from home.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay. So we started a little restaurant. Unfortunately, we had a big fire that erased that restaurant. But with the help of God and good friends, we had to re-borrow money. They co-signed for us, and we were able to reopen that restaurant. So really, we had an interruption of 2 years. Like, we started in 1982, and then went back to business in 1984 when we rebuilt. And of course, we had so much debt, but we made it. Perseverance and a love of family, wanting to raise our three girls in dignity, and that's what happened. And we had so many friends. I called my customers my friends. I loved them. And I miss them after I quit working in 2007.
So how many years?
11 years now.
It's been 11 years?
11 years.
How many years was it open for?
25 good years.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's a long time.
Yeah, people miss us till now. Every time, oh, we miss your food. And I say, I cannot turn the clock back.
No.
I'm 81 now. And I love to cook.
Yes.
And I miss all my customers who were all my friends.
What was your favorite memory from working at the Falafel Hut?
Memory is that... okay, we all worked as a family.
Mm-hmm.
My daughters went to college, but they would come and help us run the business. And that was the happy time that we all made it together.
We worked together.
Yes, we all worked together as a family and made it good in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so good. For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
I want them to know to always have faith in God, because sometimes good things come of bad situations,
mm-hmm.
and to persevere in life and do what they really love to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
And seek happiness.
Yes. What was the happiest moment of your life?
Oh, marrying my husband.
No.
Yes. And now seeing my 5 grandchildren all grown up and doing the right thing in life.
That's so sweet. Well, thank you for sharing your time and stories with me by taking part in a StoryCorps app interview. I appreciate it and I love you.
I love you too, Teta. That's it?
Yes, that's perfect.
Wow.
Unless you have more. That was so good.
Really?
I feel like I keep talking to you forever.
Oh, how do you do?
You have so many good things to say.
Okay.